Yesterday, the 27th para was recited. Before we begin with that, there was something that we left out the day before. And the Surah Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa, an yakunu khayran minhum. So, students, young people, they prone to fall, succumb to these type of vices. So it's relevant to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers. He says, you should not ridicule one another. And when a person ridicules, it stems out of pride. Person feels that he is better than that person. That's a license for him to make a mockery of somebody, to poke fun at somebody. So we should take heed of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, men should not be doing it, even women. Perhaps the person that you are ridiculing may turn out to be better than you. Second social evil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of, do not taunt one another, do not find fault with one another, do not insult one another. So you should not be insulting. Sometimes a person may have been wrong, you need to correct him, but it should be done tactfully, diplomatically. It should be done in such a way that you don't insult him, you don't embarrass him. And you should not call one another by nicknames, by derogatory names. وَلَا تَنَابَذُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. You should not call one another by derogatory nicknames. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again brings our attention to another social evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers. He says you should save yourself a lot from harboring evil thoughts of people. Just drawing conclusions and having a bad opinion of somebody. Ulama mentioned that it is an incumbent duty of Muslims to have good thoughts of believers. In Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our attention to this, that when rumors fly around, when rumors abound, in this situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا إِسْتَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. So when rumors abound, this should be our take and our approach, that we should have a good thoughts about that person. Ulama say, to have good thoughts of somebody, you don't need any proof. And to have a bad thought of somebody, to have ill feelings of somebody, you need a solid proof, not just ordinary proof, solid proof to be able to say that this person is like this or this person is like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not spy. That means do not pry into people's private affairs. Do not dig out people's faults. And وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. You should not that bite one another. So this also stems from pride, that a person feels he's aloof from that, he's safe from that, he doesn't have that weakness, so he thinks of that person to having that fault. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ. You should not backbite one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the evilness of this, that do you wish to eat the flesh of your dead brother? One is eating the flesh of a dead animal. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you backbite somebody, it is as good as you have eaten the flesh of your brother and he's dead. In the next surah, Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supreme power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created human, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every action, everything that a human does, even that which passes as a thought in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any physical existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a body like us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are closer to him than even his jugular vein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything with detail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that each person, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. You don't utter one word except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels who will know exactly what that person has done, and he records it. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. In the next surah, Surah Zariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the muttaqeen qualities that they have. So the pious, righteous people, one quality that is found in them, كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين. In the worldly life, they were kind, they were good as far as the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, as well as the rights of people, they fulfill it in a most diligent manner. Another quality of the muttaqeen is that they sleep but a little at night. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. The next quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights, وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. In the last part of the night, they make dua maghfirat. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for their sins. And as our Hazrat has brought to attention, that at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this announcement, هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Is there any person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleading to us that is there any person there to stretch his hand out and so that he asks forgiveness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive him. Another quality of the muttaqeen is that whatever wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with, حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, they are generous and charitable, and they spend on people that beg also, and even those people that out of shyness, they don't stretch their hand, but they need, so a person will find such people and spend on them also. In the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers that you should hasten and run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Hazrat has mentioned to us, that these are the last days of Ramadan, and we should make good of this opportunity, put our best foot forward, we try and put all our energies in and hasten to get the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days. So a person should develop a love relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with all enthusiasm he should be hastening towards all those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sentiment is echoed here in this ayat, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. You should hasten towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you should remind one another of the righteous and good deeds. Reminder is beneficial for the believers. So you should not look now that I've told that person, he's not taking heed, what's the benefit of my reminding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you should continue reminding. Giving hidayat, this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the cash benefit is that the believers are benefited by this reminder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our attention to the object of our creation, that for what purpose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created jinnat and humankind except that they make my ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the real object of you coming to dunya is not to amass wealth, to become prosperous as far as dunya is concerned. Your actual maqsad is, and your actual purpose is, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin mention, illa liya'budun, illa liya'rifun. You should first get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes so much easier for a person to now worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by you worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِرْزْقٍ. I don't expect any offerings from you, any benefit from you. I don't expect anything from you. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that provides our risk to us. The next surah is Surah At-Tur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, it is a Makki surah, and in the Makki surah generally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the life after death, the oneness and tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the people of Jannah, what will come of them, and also the people of Jahannam, what will be their lot. In the next surah, Surah An-Najm, which is also a Makki surah, ayat that is highlighted here, that we can speak about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi, regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not utter anything from his own side. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions and speaks, this is wahi inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a proof to show that just as the Quran Sharif is 100% proof for the Shariat, in the same way, the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not his own word, it is inspired from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is wahi, and this is equally a proof of the Shariat as the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you should not attribute purity and piety to yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better who is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Person should not put a front of being holier than thou. And he himself also in his heart should not be thinking that I am pious, I am very good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't attribute purity to yourself. Who is accepted and pious in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala knows best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَذِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. So no person will carry the burden of somebody else. So this paid to the dogma and the belief of the Christians of atonement, that Jesus died for our sins. That means you got a license to do everything, and everything is sorted out, it has been paid for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nobody will carry the sins of another person. The next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Whatever effort and whatever work you will do, this is what you will reap. You will harvest and you will benefit from the fruit of your own efforts. The next ayat, the next surah is Surah Al-Qamar, which is also a Makki surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one of the major signs of Qiyamah, يَقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ, the splitting of the moon. This also happened already in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the 9th year of Nubuwwat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still in Makkah Sharif, and the leaders of Makkah, they challenged Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the moon, splitting of the moon. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of desire that they will accept Iman, he, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he points towards the moon and it splits asunder. And everybody that is present witnessed this scene. But when they seen this, they, as was their habit, they say this is a magic, and they refused to accept. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this is not peculiar to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when they see the open signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they deny it. This happened in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, and in the time of Hud, and the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and what became the end? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment was meted out to them. An ayah that is commonly read in this surah, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. this is a miracle of the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Quran Sharif easy to remember. So even a little child, a person may not be from Arab descent also, but he's able to memorize the Quran Sharif. So this is a living miracle till Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed the Quran Sharif to be memorized and made it easy to be memorized. So this ayat should not be taken and misconstrued by liberal thinkers, that when the Quran Sharif is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy, so all and sundry have a license now to make tafsir of the Quran Sharif and find and extract masail from the Quran Sharif. This person, like any worldly work, person has to be fully qualified to be able to speak on that. In the similar manner, Quran Sharif, which is a Quran with Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all and sundry don't have the authority to speak on it and make draw their own conclusions from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of taqdeer. Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. Everything that we have created in measure, meaning that everything that happens, everything that will happen, everything that has happened already, it has already been this time. And the next two ayats after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the book of deeds, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints angels in every small or big action that a person does. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. It is written by the angels. The next surah is Surah Al-Rahman. It is a Madani surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the opening verses, أَرْرَحْمَانُ عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. It is also mentioned regarding Surah Al-Rahman, this is the adornment of the Qur'an. It is the urus al-Qur'an, the adornment of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the most merciful Ar-Rahman, he has taught you the Qur'an. Meaning that it is by virtue of his mercy that he has revealed the Qur'an, which is a guideline for you, which is a way for you to follow out of his kindness, that he didn't leave it to your discretion to know what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, he has revealed the Qur'an. Where a person shuns the Qur'an and begins to adopt his reason, then we can see what happens to that person. There'll be anarchy, there'll be lawlessness, there'll be lewdness, immodesty, shamelessness. A person will do everything and he feels he's qualified and is allowed to do, he has the authority to do it. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the great powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of the skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his power, that he has laid the earth, and in the earth fruits and date palms able to grow for your sustenance, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our attention to this. And here one ayat is mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything on earth will perish. So only the Zat and the Qiyam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. In these ayat in Surah Al-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very vividly describes the sceneries of Jannat that the Jannati will enjoy. And on the converse, that person who fails to take heed and he leads a life of heedlessness, of kufr and disbelief, the scene of Jahannam is also depicted here. The next surah is Surah Al-Waqiyah, which is also a Makki surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his tawheed, etc. in different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his qudrat and power. Here it is mentioned that this surah, the fadilat and the virtue of that is, that person who will recite it in the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to his vast power and his qudrat, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brings down the rain. It is he who brings forth your crops from the ground. Person doesn't have the ability to do it. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created the seed from which humankind is created. The next surah is Surah Al-Hadid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his quality, والأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. When there was nothing, no creation, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone that existed. He's awwal and wal-akhir. When everything will perish, it is only the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will remain. Wal-zahir, he is apparent and clear, meaning that with his signs, like we read, like the ayat that passed, wafi anfusikum, the person has to reflect on himself, reflect on the skies, reflect on the earth, reflect on all the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is sure to recognize that there is a creator who has created this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is zahir and apparent by his signs. Wal baatin, and as far as his being is concerned, he is hidden from the eye. And although he may be hidden, but he is a witness and knows everything that happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked mankind, he says, وَمَا لَكُمْ, what is the matter with you that you fail to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas everything in the earth and the skies belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you will be no more, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be the inheritor and he will take this. So when it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why do you act miserly and you refuse to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the same ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to this, that those people that are pioneers, those people that take the initial step in the promotion of deen, those that come later cannot catch up with them, they cannot meet up with them in virtue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that those people that spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the conquest of Makkah, and they made jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laid their lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people that came later, they cannot be equal to them in rank. These people who were the pioneers, who are in the forefront, who were the support of the deen in the beginning stages, أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا. So it is a lesson for us also, that any good work that is taking place, we should not drag our feet, we should take the initiative to be in the forefront. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anything. In a very kind way, in a very nice way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who will give a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the badal of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the exchange of that manifold. So it is, you're not loaning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees your initiative and he will reward you for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this ayat, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Hasn't the time come for the believers that their hearts begin to tremble and become humble in the front of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? An interesting incident is mentioned under this ayat of a great buzug, Hazrat Fudail ibn Ayyad rahimahullah. So as Hazrat had mentioned, that he was a gangster, he was a highway robber, he was a robber of the highest degree. People would fear him. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to pull somebody to his side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give tawfiq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to guide somebody, then the person who is supposed to be the worst of criminals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So interesting incident is mentioned that he was madly in love with somebody and he would secretly meet with that person. And One day when he is planning to meet this woman from the unseen, this ayat sounds in his ears. Hasn't the time come? For the believers, that their hearts begin to tremble in humility in front of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as soon as, no sooner does he hear it, he says, Bala qad an, definitely the time has come, and he desists from his haram, and he takes refuge with his cronies in the ruins. So he and his cohorts, they were highway robbers, and they would be hiding in ruins. And it so happens at that time that there is a group of travelers that are also in the vicinity, and they speaking among themselves, and they say that let us move before Fudail and his people may attack us. So Fudail ibn Ayyad takes a second lesson and says, see, I bring this, and this is what people think about me. Let me turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it happens that he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he becomes the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the kuffar, and he is addressing the humankind at large. He says that the life of the dunya, that means making merriment of dunya, and making your dunya your purpose in life, this is just play and enjoyment. It is just adornment, and it is just competing for wealth and abundance in children, in wealth, in property, etc. This should not be the object and purpose of life for a Muslim. In the Kitab of Belief, the ayat that we read or we translated, is also mentioned here that whatever ma asaba min musibatin fil ardi wala fi anfusikum, in the earth, whatever calamity has to befall you, and in yourself, you get sick or you are hurt or anything like that, it has already been written. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predestined it. So this is consolation for a mu'min. So if something, if person suffers a loss, so it is a balm for the wound also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that he may not grieve over what he has lost. And also, it is a remedy for pride also, that whatever achievement the person has achieved, he doesn't become sullen hazard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, he doesn't become arrogant about it. So he remembers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predestined it, and it was the will of Allah that I should have this. So if somebody has a lot of wealth, somebody has an achievement academically or in another field, he knows that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is granted to him, and he should not become swollen-headed. So on the other hand, that person who is proud, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. That person who is arrogant, pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love that person.